With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Iran now says the Strait of Hormuz is fully closed until the end of the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports. Its Revolutionary Guard Navy said Saturday night that any vessel, quote, approaching the strait will be considered as cooperation with the enemy and be targeted. Earlier Saturday, Iran fired at least two ships trying to go through this transit, this crucial waterway, which is the strait. President Trump's refusal to end a criminal investigation of Jerome Powell is delaying the confirmation of his nominee to replace the Fed chairman, White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
GOP Senator Tom Tillis is blocking confirmation of Kevin Warsh until the Justice Department drops its criminal investigation into Jerome Powell's renovation of the Fed's D.C. headquarters. Senate Majority Leader John Thune and other Republican allies of the president are also calling for an end to the probe. But this past week, Donald Trump doubled down and said the investigation will continue. Powell contends that the president is trying to intimidate him over interest rate policy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Utah Supreme Court Justice Diana Hagan is facing an investigation by state leaders after it was revealed she reportedly had a romantic relationship with the lawyer who helped Democrats redraw the state's congressional maps.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox, Senate President J. Stuart Adams, and Utah House Speaker Mike Schultz are looking into a complaint that was submitted late last year about Hagan's conduct with an attorney who was arguing the redistricting case before the high court. Hagan's ex-husband alleged she was having an inappropriate relationship with David Raymond, who was representing plaintiffs in a lawsuit concerning Utah's redistricting maps. Hagan recused herself from the redistricting case when it returned to the state Supreme Court last September, citing close friendships with Raymond and another attorney who was a shareholder in the firm where Raymond works. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. Mason Temple, the church in Memphis where Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his final speech, is getting a facelift. It will be upgraded with a $1.2 million federal grant, part of a nearly $18 million package for Memphis projects included in the annual congressional appropriations process. The package also includes $3 million for the restoration of historic Claiborne Temple, the staging area for the 1968 sanitation workers' strike that brought King to Memphis in the first place. The state of Florida wants to improve young people's understanding of the Holocaust in an effort to stem the rising tide of anti-Semitism that has afflicted the whole country. A recent poll released by the Claims Conference revealed that amongst Generation Z and millennials in Florida, nearly two-thirds were unaware that 6 million Jews were murdered during the Holocaust. Beginning this fall, state officials will mandate an increase in class study of the Nazi genocide in all of its public schools. This is SRN News. The Dominican Republic and Haiti to reopen airspace in May, restoring flights after more than 2 years.
The governments of the Dominican Republic and Haiti agreeing to reopen their airspace starting in May, allowing flights between their countries for the first time in more than 2 years. The DR closed its airspace with Haiti in March of 2024, citing high levels of insecurity following the assassination of Haitian President Jean-Vianel Moïse in 2021. The decision announced Friday in a joint statement. The countries share the Caribbean island of Hispaniola. I'm Julie Walker.
A life jacket worn by a passenger on board the Titanic is sold for auction this weekend at more than $900,000. The flotation device worn by Laura Mabel Franticotti, a first-class passenger, and is signed by her and a number of the other Titanic survivors. This is SRN News.